Hallelujah. In the name of Christ, we commence our homiletic sharing.
奉主圣名开始今天下午的分享。
So how many of us heard this word before, homiletics?
大家有没有听过讲道学?
So what does homiletics mean?
讲道学是什么意思?
Okay.
就是我们学习如何讲道。
Actually, it's the art of giving a sermon. The art, right?
就是我们在, 讲一个道理。
Actually, giving a sermon is like an art, right?
因为我们知道讲道理就有点像艺术一样。
And Bible leading is no different.
带领圣经也是，带领查经也是一样。
Because when we give a sermon or lead a Bible, we want to paint a picture.
因为我们在讲道或是我们在带领查经的时候，就好像画一幅画。
And then after we finish painting this picture, then people can see exactly what this picture represents.
在我们画完了以后，看的人就会看到这幅画到底画的是什么。
For example, let's go to Genesis chapter 22.
例如说，请大家看创世纪第二章。对不起，创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 6 and verse 8. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and two of them went together. Verse 8.
第八节,
and Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Right? So we can see in verse 6 and verse 8.
所以我们可以从第六节与第八节看出,
the frame of this picture is the two of them went together.
这个, 画的主题就是两人, 二人同行,
say the same thing too, the two of them went together.
于是二人同行,
so the two of them went together is a frame.
所以二人同行是一个 画框,
frame of a picture,
一个画框, a picture. 画框, 对不起, 画框.
Because a lot of pictures, even though they're so beautiful, without a frame, it doesn't look too good, right?
就像有很多的画, 虽然看画本身很好看, 但是如果没有画框, 看起来就不太好看了。
That's why sometimes people spend more money on the frame than the picture itself, right?
所以很多人在画框上面花的钱比画的本身花的钱还要多。
For example, if we, you know, a newlywed, right, they go and take a picture of their wedding. Right?
比如说结婚的新人他们去拍照,
maybe one picture, maybe what, the most $5-$10 when you print it out, right?
你在, 把照片印出来的时候可能只是花5到10块钱而已。
But the frame that you put around it, actually you can spend a lot of money on it, right?
但是画框可能很贵很多。
So here, when we talk about giving sermon or leading Bible study,
所以这里讲到讲道以及带领查经。
So the word homiletics is the art of giving a sermon.
讲道学的意思就是我讲道的艺术。
So when we talk about verse 6 and verse 8,
所以当我们讲到第六节与第八节,
so the two of them walk together.
于是二人同行,
and within this frame,
那这个画框,
you can see there's two people, right? There's a painting of two people.
这画你就会看到两个人同行。
And this, who are these two people?
这两个人是谁?
Abraham,
Abraham
and Isaac, right? Then what else? We're talking, two people, Abraham and Isaac. And who are they?
Abraham and Isaac are who?
Yes, father and son.
So
when we're painting a picture, yes, there's two people, but these two people is not any ordinary two people.
所以当我们在画画的时候，是这是两个人，但是他们并不是普通的两个人。
So this two people is father and son.
这两个人是父与子。
One is over 100 years old.
一个人已经超过100岁。
And one is in his teens, right?
另外一个人大概才十几岁。
So maybe there's 100 years different, right?
所以可能两个人差了快要100岁。
And you can see, and then you look at the father.
当我们看到这个父亲,
Abraham, right?
亚伯拉罕,
then you can see within this picture, he has a fire in his hand, right?
我们在这幅画面看到他手中里有火,
then he has a knife.
然后有一个刀,
and what about Isaac? What does he have?
以撒有什么呢?
What does he have?
他有什么?
Yes, wood.
柴,
right? So actually, when you look at this picture, fire, right? Knife and wood. These three things to be able to complete a sacrifice.
所以当我们看到这幅画里面有火与刀与柴，我们就知道这条献燔祭。So
when you look at this, you can see the painting become more beautiful, right?
我们就看到这幅画变得更加的美好。And
the most beautiful thing is that the two of them, even though 100 years different, they walk together.
最美好的事情是两个人差了快要100多岁，但是两人同行。And
either there's no generation gap.
他们并没有代沟。
So quite often the younger people always say, oh, my parents don't understand me, right?
有很多年轻人说我的父母不了解我。
Because they're too old.
因为他们太老了。
But here we can see Abraham and Isaac, 100 years different.
但是我们可以看到亚伯拉罕与以撒他们两个人差了100多岁。
But they walk together beautifully.
但是两个人同行十分美好。
And on the end, they be able to fulfill God's will.
最后他们也要实行神的旨意。
So this is what homiletics mean.
就是讲道学的意思。
So when we talk about homiletics, the art of giving a sermon, of course, also Bible leading.
讲道学就是讲道的艺术，当然也是带领查经的艺术。
So before we get into that, let me ask you a couple of questions.
所以我们开始讲之前，让我们来问你们几个问题。
How many people did not see death in the Bible?
有没有人在圣经里面没有看到死亡？
How many people? Two, right?
几个人？两个。
Who's the first one?
谁是第一个？
Enoch. And how did Enoch, what happened to him? Yes, he walked with God and then he was no more, right?
以诺与神同行,
when we think about this word, it's very beautiful, right? He walked with God, he was no more, right?
他先与神同行,
it's very simple, right? But it describes how wonderful his relationship is with God.
但是我们了解他与神有很美好的关系。
Second person.
谁是第二个？
Elijah.
以利亚。
And how did he ascend to heaven?
他如何升天？
Fear the fire.
被火接上天。
Is that right?
是吗？
Is that right?
是吗？
One really important thing about reading the Bible or giving sermon.
带领查经以及讲到很重要的事情。
You must really read the Bible.
你真的得读经。
So many years we always think that Elijah went up to heaven, what? By chariot of fire, right? Horse of fire, right?
我们常常想说，以利亚他升天的方法是有火的车接他上去，马车接他上去。
Is that true?
是真的吗？
I'm just asking you a question, right? Is that true? Yes or no?
我现在问你。
How many say yes? Raise your hand.
谁说是的，请举手。
Okay. Right. What about what are the rest of you on this side?
那另外一边的人觉得如何呢? 以利亚如何升天? 如何升天?
Let's go to 2 Kings.
请看列王记下。
2 Kings.
列王记下。
Jehua, can you read chapter 2, verse 1?
Jehua, 请念第二章第一节,
and then chapter 2, verse 11.
以及第二章第十一节。
So see how did Elijah went up to heaven?
就是以利亚如何升天。
2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 11.
列王记下第二章第一节以及第十一节。
So how did he went up to heaven?
所以他如何升天?
Yes, by a whirlwind, right?
是乘旋风升天去的。
But of course, other denomination, other Christians, they always draw a picture of Elijah on a chariot of fire. It looks so cool, right? But actually, it wasn't so cool. It just some go, right?
当然有很多其他的教派，他们在画图的时候就说他是用火车、火马升天的，因为这样子看起来很酷。
But what was the purpose of the chariot of fire and horse of fire? What's the purpose?
火车火马的目的是什么?
To separate them.
将两人隔开。
If you stand together like this, a whirlwind comes, you're going to be both, you're going to be gone, right?
因为如果两人不隔开的话，旋风一来，两个人都不见了。
So the horse of fire and chariot of fire is to separate the two of them.
所以火车火马是将两人分开。
Then just like on verse 1, actually God said he will take up Elijah by the whirlwind.
在第一节，神已经说要用旋风接以利亚升天了。
Then in verse 11, he did went up to to heaven by the whirlwind.
十一节, 的确他是乘旋风升天的。
So in other words, it's very easy for us to make mistakes reading the Bible.
所以我们的确在读经的时候很容易犯错。
As I being a preacher, please, if I say anything wrong that it contradicts the Bible, you must share with me.
所以要是我是在讲道的时候我讲错了，你们应该要告诉我。
And don't continue to let me make mistakes saying something, right?
不要让我继续犯错，要是我不是照圣经讲的话。
And for example, how many people that spent 40 years in the wilderness, right? How many people enter the promised land?
所以我们知道，以色列人在旷野游浪了40年，最后到底有几个人进入迦南地？
Huh? One third. How do you know one third?
三分之一，谁？
6, okay. So sister, you say 2, right? Okay, sorry, can you say
所以我们刚刚讲说 60万的以色列人在旷野流浪 那最后只有小孩子进去 所以这是三分之一的人。
Actually, many of us always think there's only 2 enter the promised land, right? Joshua and Caleb, right?
很多人我们都以为只有约书亚跟加勒两个人进入越南。
The Bible says
越南地,
two
在南地, sorry.
Out of 600,000 those who can fight, right? Those who are old, right? Old enough, right? 21 years, I think, right? 20 or 21. 20 or 21, yeah, right? Check the Bible again, right? But,
so those 超过20岁还是21岁, 大家看圣经,
out of 600,000 only two enter.
60万人里面只有两个人进去吗?
But their wives, their children also enter. Right?
不是的，是他们的妻子儿女有进去。
And all the Levites, most of the Levites also enter.
另外人也进去了。 So
this is when we study the Bible, we must be able to, you know, to get this point. Right?
所以我们在读经的时候要注意这些事项。Okay,
before you don't open the Bible, okay? So
现在不要看圣经。
How many pairs of animals that Noah brought into the ark?
挪亚带了几对动物进入方舟？几对？
Are these simple questions, right?
This is very
basic, right?
This is a very simple question.
How many pairs? How many pairs?
几对?
Of each of the animals, how many pairs did he bring?
所有的动物里面带了几对?
What do you guys think? Now you think more, right? Before you answer now, right? Right? That's the way you should study your Bible like that. Right?
读经要是要这样子读.
You know, when anyone who comes to the pulpit and speak, you must go into the Bible and see if it's true or not. You cannot just let them speak and like, oh, amen, right? No.
要是要上台讲道的话，必须要看仔细圣经，并不是上去讲说阿门就好了.
So that's why we must go back to the Bible. So quite often the picture of Noah, they always see pea of everything, right?
所以我们要回归圣经, right? 所以挪亚的故事，我们就会在想说到底带了几对动物.
But actually, in the Bible, it's not like this.
但是圣经并不是这样子的.
Let's go to Genesis.
请看创世纪.
Genesis.
创世纪.
And the way we look at it, of course, is chapter 7.
请看第七章.
Verse 2.
第二节.
Chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章第二节.
You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, a male and his female. So here, the clean animal, how many pairs?
所以洁净的畜类带几对呢?
How many? 7.
7对.
Yeah, 7 pairs, right? Because it's a male and female, right?
七公七母.
Then 2 each of animals that are unclean, male and his female.
Right? 不洁净的畜类带一公一母.
I'm sorry. For the unclean animals, how many pairs?
所以不洁净的带几对呢?
Huh? One pair? Okay. The Chinese translation is not right.
中文的不对. Yeah.
Because Chinese translation, they say one pair, right?
中文的说一公一母.
That's why studying the Bible is very important. Because here, in the beginning, can you, in a clean animal, they say what? Take 7 each of every clean animal, right?
And then,
they say male and it's female. And everybody knows it's 7 pairs, right?
大家知道是七公七母七对.
Actually, the English again says two each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female, right?
不洁净的畜类，你要带。
So how many pairs that? Two, yes, two.
两对。
So actually, when we study the Bible is very consistent.
Right? 所以我们圣经是讲的是。
But of course, you know, one pair, two pairs, I see. If you think it's one pair, it's okay too. It's not a big deal, right? It has nothing to do with salvation, right?
你要是想说是一对，那没关系，你也不会因为这样就不能得救。
But and then what about the birds of the air?
飞鸟呢？
How many pairs?
几对
？Seven, yes, also seven.
七对
，right? Because in verse 3, also seven each of birds of the air, male and female. In other words, this is seven pairs.
这里七公七母，所以七对。
And now we look at it. Why the unclean seven pairs and I mean the clean seven pairs and clean two pairs? Why is that?
为什么洁净带七对，不洁净的带两对？为什么？
God does not do things just to do it, right? There's a reason behind it.
神这样做是有原因的。
So why? Why seven pairs of clean and only two pairs of unclean?
为什么七对洁净的，两对不洁净的？
What's that?
So when it's bad, we don't bring too much.
Okay, when it's bad, you don't bring too much. Why shouldn't you bring the bad one, too much bad one?
为什么不好不要带太多？
Okay.
七是完全数。
That's true, right? That's true. But actually, because remember, after the flood, they have to eat flesh now, right?They can only eat clean animals.
记得在洪水后，他们必须要吃洁净的食物。
They also use the clean animal to sacrifice.
他们用洁净的食物做燔祭。
So that's why it's more clean, right?
所以我们必须要比较多洁净的畜类。
So we'll balance. We'll balance.
需要有一个平衡。
So really, God, the way God, I see the Bible is so marvelous, really.
我们知道圣经是很完美的。
No, every time we read the Bible, we fall asleep. This means we don't dig deep enough into the Bible, so we fall asleep.
要是我们读经读到睡着，表示我们读的不够深刻。
See, the Bible has so many answers to everything.
圣经有很多的解答。
No, for example, right? If you study psychology,
例如说，要是我们念心理学
，the and of course, talk about depression, right?
我知道，我们知道讲的忧郁症。
And not so long ago, they came out the reason why people are depressed.
后来他们找到了为什么人会得忧郁症的原因。
I'm talking about in the early 1900s.
我在讲90年代。
But in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, tell us already why people are depressed.
但是我们知道，箴言已经告诉我们，有智慧的就是容易忧郁。
Bible is the word of God, right?
因为圣经是神的话。
And the same thing, how the you know, before man thought the earth was flat, right?
因为我们知道以前人以为地是平的。
But the Bible tells a long time ago the earth is round, right? So it's really.
但是圣经之前已经告诉我们地是圆的。
So when we study the Bible, this is must be keep in mind to put you know to really just go into the Bible and use the Bible to you know to support the Bible.
在我们读圣经的时候，我们要记得以经解经。
Okay. On that note, any question? Any thought?
现在大家有没有问题？
Now, leading Bible study or given sermon, what is the most important part? What is the most important thing about leading?
带领查经与讲道的时候，什么是最重要的事情？
For Tony, what is the most important part about leading Bible study or giving a sermon?
什么是讲道与带领查经最重要的事情？
Okay, do everything according to the Bible, right?
照圣经讲。
But when you prepare to lead Bible study or give the sermon, what is the most important thing you must do?
但是你在准备查经的时候，你要做的最重要的一件事情是什么？读经祷告。
Yeah, actually, very standard.
的确，这是很简单的答案。
The most important thing is to pray.
最重要的事情就是祷告。
Because we have the Spirit of God.
因为我们有神的圣灵。
And the Spirit of God searches the deep things of God.
神的圣灵会找出神的事情。
But for most people, when they look at an iceberg, right?
So 很多人看着一个冰块。
If they only see the top,
你只看到上面。
It's very small, right?
看起来好像很小。
But below the sea level,
但是在海洋底下
you can see how big the iceberg is, right? Most of the iceberg they are huge, right?
你就看到这个冰到底是多大，通常都是非常的巨大。
So the word of God is like this.
所以神的话就像这样。
If we just read the Bible just to read it,
要是我们只是读经这样子读一读，
we only see a tip of the iceberg.
我们只有看到 冰块最上面的一块。
So that's why so many Christians without the Spirit of God, the promised Holy Spirit inside of them, when they read the Bible, they cannot understand.
就像很多其他外教会的人，他们在读经的时候，因为没有圣灵的带领，所以他们不了解。
But for you and I,
但是对你我而言，
when we read the Bible,
当我们读经的时候，
and when we pray enough,
当我们祷告足够，
then we can see, you know, God reveal to us,
神会向我们解释，
His teaching,
解释他的教训。
So, pray and read the Bible is very important.
所以读经祷告是很重要的。
If we're leading Bible study, it's one more important point that we must.Be able to motivate all the people who's in the Bible study also to read and pray.
带领查经很重要的一件事情，就是要鼓励参与的人也要读经祷告。
So in other words, if we study 1 Corinthians chapter 10, for example.
所以，例如说，我们要带领哥林多前书。
Anyone, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章。
So anyone who come to Bible study, they must read 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
所以，所有来参加查经的人，他们来之前都应该要读《哥林多前书》第十章。
And then when they read, and then we come to Bible study.
他们读了以后再来参与查经。
Then everybody would be able to be involved.
所以每个人在那个时候就能够都参与。
And God's Spirit also be with us.
神的圣灵也会与我们同在。
So that's why it's important to pray and read the Bible.
所以读经祷告是很重要的。
When we talk about pray and read the Bible, not the night before.
所以我们在讲祷告与读经，并不是在参加查经的前一个晚上才这样做。
If you just read, prepare the night before, it's very difficult for God to inspire us.
因为如果你在前一个晚上才开始读经的话，神就无法启发我们。
Now, for example, you know, when I want to give a sermon.
例如说，如果我要给一个讲道。
For example, like you know, like every day I'm thinking what sermon to give, right?
每天我都在想说我要讲什么。
I don't know where I'm going to give, but I always think about different sermons, right, to give.
我不知道要讲什么，但是我在想我要给什么样的讲道。
Of course, I have more time than you have, right? Because I don't do anything else, right?
当然，我时间比较多，因为我是全职传道。
So I think about the Bible, you know, I meditate on the Bible. When you talk about reading Bible, doesn't mean you just open the Bible.
所以我思考圣经，我并不是只是开圣经看一看。
But in your minds, in your heart, you just keep continue thinking about the Word of God.
但是我心里不断在想神的话语。
Thinking.
我不断思考。
And if we don't do that,
但是如果我们不这样做,
then we don't have allow enough time for God's Spirit to inspire us.
我们就没有办法让神的圣灵来带领我们。
If leading Bible study, we read it and we don't get touched, this means when we lead the Bible study, nobody else can get touched here.
要是我们自己在读，我们觉得没有什么感动，那我们在带领查经的时候，来参加查经的人也不会受到感动。
And the same thing with giving sermon.
同样是讲道。
If the sermon did not touch you, you're not going to touch anybody else.、Right?
要是讲道连我自己都无法感动，我就无法感动其他人。
Why? Because if the sermon touched you, this means God, right, allow you to experience and reveal to you a certain things that touches you, and also other members also will be touched.
因为在讲道的时候，如果神带领我，让我受到感动的话，那来听到的人也会受到感动。
But even though sometimes the sermon giver, a Bible leader, can be filled with God's Spirit and filled with God's Word.
但是通常在有时候在讲道的人与带领查经的人的确是有受到圣灵感动。
And if the audience don't pray, don't read, then when you speak, actually, no, really, it's very boring.
但是在听到或参加查经的人，要是他们不祷告的话，他们可能会觉得很无聊。
Why? Because the audience also must be filled with God's Spirit.
为什么呢？因为听到者也必须要受到圣灵的充满。
Because if the speakers speak according to God's Spirit, then those who are sitting listening, they also must be filled with God's Spirit to be able to receive it.
因为在讲道的人靠着圣灵讲，听到的人也必须要听，靠着圣灵听才能够感受。
Of course, sometimes when the audience are filled with God's Spirit,
当然有时候在听到的人有受到圣灵的感动。
And the speaker is not.
但是讲道者没有。
Then a lot of time when someone speaks, you cannot say amen to it, right?
但是有时候，所以这个时候。在讲的人，你没有办法说阿门。
You just feel their sermon is so disturbing sometimes, right? It's like strange. Why they say this? Why they say that? Right? Because the speaker is not in the spirit as an audience.
因为讲到的人没有受到圣灵的充满，那在听到的人就会觉得讲到人讲得很奇怪。
Okay. So any thought, any question?
有没有问题想法？
So, There's all different ways to lead Bible study to, you know, to prepare for your sermon. There's different ways.
所以在带领查经有不同的方式。
No, some people write a lot of notes, right?
有很多人写很多的讲义。
Is that good or bad?
这是好事还是不好的事?
Is that good or bad?
好或不好?
Is that good or bad? If someone write a lot of notes before they give sermon, before they lead Bible study, is that good or bad?
有人在讲道以及带领查经之前写了很多讲义, 这是好还是不好?
What do you think? What do you think?
你们觉得如何?
So, those of you who lead Bible study or give sermon before, do you write a lot of notes and stuff? Raise your hand. Yeah.
讲道跟带领查经有写很多讲义的请举手。
Yes, yes, yeah. Actually, writing notes is not good or bad, right?
其实没有好或坏。
It depends on, you know, what you know, who you are, right?
那要看你是谁。
For me, you know, I cannot write notes.
对我来讲，我是不能够写很多讲章的。
Because if I write notes, I get so nervous every time I look at it, right?
因为如果写太多，我越看越紧张。
So I have to memorize everything. So in other words, if I don't memorize every sermon I give, then I cannot give. I get too nervous.
那就表示如果我不把所有的讲义都背起来，我就没有办法讲道。
But some brothers and sisters have to write everything.
有些弟兄姐妹他们必须要把所有的事情都写下来。
But when they write everything, even though they speak, it seems like they just speak and not reading from their notes, right? And this is the way to do it, right?
他们在写很多，但是他们在讲的时候，他们并不看他们的讲章。
Really, all of us have different gifts.
因为每个人有不一样的, ,恩赐。
Yeah. You can see all the pastors, we all speak differently, right? The way we see things differently. These are different gifts, right?
我们知道所有讲道的人讲的方式不一样，但是因为这是不一样的恩赐。
So, but the basic thing we must do actually is to pray and read the Bible.
最基本的就是一定要祷告，并且要读经。
And another thing too, you must live a holy life.
另外一件事情就是我们必须要有圣洁的生活。
Because the Word of God is holy. If we want to handle the Word of God, we must live a holy life. If we don't live a holy life, even though when we speak, we are so eloquent, but there's no life inside of it. This is important. Okay, now let's go to the structure a little bit. How would we prepare, right?
现在我们来讲结构，我们要如何带领查经。
Brother Andrew, can you write something for me up there, please?
Andrew 弟兄，可以请你写。
Just like a blank page, you can write something.
请你帮我写一些东西。
So when you prepare a sermon, what is the first thing you must do?
所以你在准备讲道的时候，你要做的第一件事情是什么呢？
What's the first thing?
哪一件事情是第一件事情？
Just a blank page, brother, and you can write something. What is the first thing you must do? Yeah.
第一件事情。
I mean, when you write out your structures and stuff, right? Yes. Okay, what is the theme, right?
主题是什么?
Right? What is the theme?
主题是什么?
So what do you want to do?
What, 你要做什么?
Because giving sermon and leading Bible study is two different ways. Yeah, Brother Andrew, can you write this down? The first one,
第一件事情,
is textual, right? Textual. Yeah. Yep, textual, right? So this means, just like this morning when I gave a sermon, is it textual sermon?
我的 sermon, 我的讲道是什么? 结构。
Right. This morning when I gave a sermon, was it textual?
今天讲的结构是讲结构吗?
So textual most of the time is that you go to a passage and you give sermon or share that passage.
所以结构上来讲是说，如果你念了一个段落，你把这段落拿出来跟大家分享。Okay.
Was it textual this morning when I shared the sermon?
我今天早上讲的是结构吗？
Yes. I just used John chapter 6, right?
我讲约翰福音第六章。What
was my topic?
我的主题是什么？
Jesus is the bread of life, right?
耶稣是生命的粮。
Actually, if you a good sermon giver,
要是你讲道讲得不错,
the audience will be able to see the whole structure, what you're trying to say, right?
听到的人就可以知道你的结构,
so first type of sermon is textual. You take a passage,
你拿出一个段落,
in the Bible,
you
passage.
然后你就讲那个段落.
And the second is topical.
第二个是主题,
topical.
主题是,
and what is topical?
什么是主题是?
What is topical? What does it mean, topical?
什么是主题是?
Okay, based on the theme, okay? Yes?
有一个主题来讲.
And then give you an example. What's that?
例子. 有没有例子?
Yes. Yes.
例如说我们要讲服事的态度,
so for example, when you're leading Bible study, like, oh, we have true seeker, right? Can you lead Bible study on baptism? Right?
例如说我们在带领查经有人是来慕道的, 那我们就来讲一个,
so, that is, so that is topical.
洗礼就是一个主题.
So when you lead Bible study on or give sermon on baptism, you cannot just go one passage, right?
所以我们在带领查经讲到, 洗礼的话, 我们不能够只看一个段落.
Usually we do John chapter 3 verse 5, right?
通常我们会讲约翰福音第三章第五节.
You must be born again of water and spirit. Right?
你必须从水和灵而生.
And then we go to Matthew 28:19, right, talking about how you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus, right?
我们也讲到马太福音28章19节, 我们要如何以耶稣的名受洗.
Then you go Acts 2:38, how Peter, you know, so you can see, right, we go all over the Bible, right, because it's topical.
然后我们就又看到使徒行传第二章第28节, 所以我们知道我们看很多圣经, 很多不同的段落,
and
因为这个主题.
And the third one.
第三个.
It's mixed, right? Mix between the,
混合式,
the textual and the topical.
就是有,
so sometimes even though you do a topical study, but you use the whole passage to describe the topic.
Okay.
So any question you thought about this?
大家有没有问题或想法?
Even though quite often when you lead Bible study stuff, you don't realize is this actually that's what we're doing.
有很多时候你在带领查经你不知道你用在用这个方法, 但是你的确是在用它.
Okay. And then there's two different approach to lead Bible study or give to give a sermon on these three topics, right?
在讲带领查经或讲道的时候有两个不同的方式来用这三个方法.
Usually the textual is the teaching method.
通常结构式是来用来教导的.
So most of the time when you talk to truth seeker, you don't really use textual too much.
Right?
Because sometimes textual become very boring. Why? Because you must know the Bible really well.
因为用结构式的方法有时候变得很无聊，因为你必须要懂圣经，懂得很多.
You can see a lot of speakers when they come to speak, they quote many Bible verses, but they don't go to it, right?
我们知道有些讲道人在讲道的时候，他用很多的圣经。 证据, 但是他并不会, 讲得很深.
So when we, a lot of time when we talk about Bible study, most of the time you can do textual based kind of sermon.
所以, 很多时候我们在讲带领查经的时候我们可以用结构的方法来带.
Because you study in a passage, right, from a book.
因为你就是读圣经里面一个段章节.
So that is a teaching kind of method. Right,
所以那是一种教导式的.
And the second one is dynamic, right?
第二种是,
dynamic,
动态型.
So dynamic just means when you speak, you're very excited, right?
就是你在讲的时候，你觉得 非常的兴奋.
And mainly, actually, it goes with topical.
所以我就用 主题上方法讲.
Yeah. So the dynamic go with more topical. Right?
所以在 比较活动式是比较 主题式的.
So that's why when we do during evangelical night, right? If you speak. Yeah, Moses went up the mountain, and you know, it, yeah, you put everybody to sleep.
所以当你在向外传道的时候，如果你说摩西，but
then if you scream yelling, you always yelling, screaming stuff, and then you know, if, and whatever you say is important, it doesn't matter. Why? Because you know, it's always the same tone of voice, right?
但是如果你一直讲的很大声，那虽然是你讲的很重要，但是大家不觉得重要，因为你的 听起来都是一样的。
So I would. The best is to mix what teaching and also dynamic. Right?
所以最好的方法就是 混合式的用教导方法，然后用动态的方法.
Sometimes when you hear soft rain, right?
有时候你听到一个很
you feel very comfortable.
你听到一个很小声的声音，柔和的声音，你觉得很舒服。
Then it's easy to fall asleep, right?
然后你就睡着了。
So with textual sermon or teaching sermon, quite often yet it feels so comfortable. You have your monotone, you talk, and then people just fall asleep.
所以用结构法，因为讲道的人讲的通常都是同一个声调，所以你就觉得很舒适，就睡着了。
But when you hear soft rain, then once in a while it's lightning and thundering, right? And then we just wake up like that, right?
但是你听到很柔和的声音，但是突然有很大的声音，你就会醒过来了。
So the same when leading sermon, don't be leading Bible study, don't be monotone, right?
所以你在带领查经或是你在讲道的时候，不要用同样的声调。
Especially for sisters, right? Sisters, sometimes you talk very soft and stuff. Of course, it's good to be humble.
特别是姐妹，当然你通常是很柔和的声音。我们要是要要谦卑是很好的事情。
And when you lead hymns, for example, let's all sing hymn 148, and then most of the congregation cannot even hear you.
你在讲说唱诗148首，然后大家都听不见。
But the thing is, when you lead Bible study, you must project your voice, right?
但是你在带领查经的时候，你应该要声音大一点。
Because so people can hear you.
所以大家才听得见。
Well, you don't need to speak loud all the time, right?
当然你不用一直都很大声。
But there's certain things that we stress, right? And given a sermon, leading Bible study, then you change the tone of your voice.
但是我们有什么事情要强调的时候，我们就可以改变我们的声调。
Our voice should be up and down, up and down, up and down, right?
我们的声音应该有大声与小声。
For example, like Moses, right? Moses, right?
例如说你在讲摩西，你要说摩西。
He went up to the mountain and prayed.
他到山上祷告，祷告。
You see, right? We cannot say, Moses went up to the mountain and prayed. Which one is important?
我们不能说摩西到山上祷告，那大家就听不到是哪一个重要。
Of course, all of them are important, but the thing is become like, it become nothing is important, right?
当然都是很重要，但是我们声音一样的话，大家就都觉得通通不重要。
So that's why whatever we feel that we want to get to the audience, we must stress that word, right?
所以你要是要听到的听得见的话，你必须要强调。
Okay. So any question, any thought on this way to approach?
有没有问题？
So which one is more exciting to hear as audience? Which one?
哪一个比对听到者来说比较有趣？
Which one?Yeah, topical. Yeah, a lot of people don't enjoy topical sermons.
主题式的，大家通常都很喜欢。
So that's why on a during evangelical night, right, we always do topical. Almost all topical.
所以在向外传道的时候，通常我们都是用主题式。
Very few times we do some kind of textual teaching sermon.
我们很少用结构式的教导式的方法。
So any questions about this?
有没有问题？
Now we're talking about, let's go to the theme, right? We're talking about the theme.
现在要讲主题。
So the first thing, if you want to, give a sermon, lead Bible study, if you read the passage, after reading the passage, what must you come out with?
所以当我们在讲道或是准备带领查经，读了一这个章节，我们通常想到什么？
What must you come out with?
你会想到什么？
What's that?
教导的是什么？
What's the teaching?
我们学到了什么？
But what you must come out with? It's cool, the teaching, right? Of course, have you read of it, right?
当然我们学到东西很好，但是我们要想到的是什么呢？
Like for example, this morning I share with you, right? John chapter 6.
例如说今天早上我们分享的是约翰福音第六章。
And before I share with you, I must pick what? A topic, what I want to share.
在我分享之前，我必须要选出一个主题。
Because there's many different themes.You can choose to share John chapter 6, right?
因为在约翰福音第六章讲到很多东西，我要选哪个东西来跟大家分享。
So what I try to share is something that's more applicable for all of you.
例如说我选的东西是对大家的生活上比较有关的。
So even though the passage, tell us, we can share many things about a topic, but you can only choose one.
当然我们有很多东西可以分享，但是主题我们只能选一个。
No, sometimes if those who just, beginning to lead Bible study or beginning to give sermon, this is a rookie mistake, right? You try to share everything in a passage, then on the end, nobody knows what you're talking about.
所以很多带领查经的人犯了一个错误，就是说他什么都想分享，所以那就是不行。
For example, brother, can you put a house, just put the, you can erase that, yeah. House, for example. House.
例如说我们现在放一个字，房子。
Okay. Church, okay.
教会。
So when you look at that, right? When you look at the church right now.
所以我们看到这个教会。
How would you describe to me, sister, what you see?
你看到什么呢？你看到什么？ the clouds, also the chapel.
Okay, just look at the chapel, not the clouds. Just look at the chapel.
不要看云, 你只看教堂, 看到什么?
Just describe what you see.
看到什么? 教堂?
Okay. 柱子. Okay, so pillars, right?
柱子. 柱子.
Okay, what else?
两层楼.
Stories, right? Stories.
两层楼.
Okay. Attached garage, right?
一个跟相连的车库.
Huh? Oh, grass, okay.
草地.
But just look at the house, look at the house.
只看那个房子.
Yes. Actually, quite often when you look at a house, the thing that the house look at the thing is the roof, right?
看到那个屋顶.
The roof.
屋顶.
But our roof cannot be a house.
为什么屋顶不能 为什么没有屋顶就不是房子?
But a house always have a roof, right?
房子一定有屋顶.
After the roof is what?
屋顶以后是什么?
Yes, the wall, right?
墙.
And then we can include what? The pillars.
然后我们就看到柱子.
So when we look at the house, quite often when we give sermon or lead Bible study, we look at the house and we say, okay, there's a roof.
所以我们在 带领查经的时候, 看到房子就说, 啊, 那个有屋顶,
and then you go, oh, there's a stove.
Yeah, you're
all like,
oh,
talk about stove, right?
然后我们就看到有火炉.
So when you describe a house outside, stay outside, don't go inside yet.
所以我们在讲房子的时候, 我们看到外面, 不要讲到里面.
So when we're leading Bible study, giving sermon, actually quite often we make this mistake.
所以很多时候我们在带领查经, 我们就犯这样的错误. 先讲屋顶, 突然就跑到厨房里讲火炉, 那这个主题就没有相连贯了. 所以我们要讲房子是房子, 所以先有屋顶, 有墙壁, 然后有柱子, 那就是所有你需要的就是一个房子. 但是如果你要讲火炉, 你要是要讲火炉是什么意思?
The stove, right?
火炉.
要是你要讲火炉的话,
就一定是在厨房里, 不是在你的房间.
And then what else are you going to describe?
你要是讲火炉的话, 你还能够讲什么呢?
Yes, refrigerator, right? The stove, the
冰箱,
refrigerator, and then the sink.
然后讲水槽.
So, when I share with you, okay, you don't know it's in the kitchen, right? You don't know the kitchen. But I tell you, the stove, the refrigerator, and there's a sink.
所以你可能不知道厨房是什么, 但是会告诉你厨房里面有火炉, 有冰箱, and 然后还有水槽.
What room I'm describing?
所以我在说什么房间呢?
The bedroom. No.
当然不是睡房.
So given sermon the same thing.
在讲道是一样的.
Okay, everybody understand that?
我们了解吗?
So stay in that theme.
所以主题不要偏开.
So in other words, if you talk about the bedroom.
所以我们在讲睡房的时候.
Yes, you can tell people very quickly, I'm talking about bedroom. Right?
你可以很快地告诉大家我在讲的是睡房.
But remember, giving sermons and leading Bible study is an art.
但是记得在带领查经以及讲道是一个艺术.
So bedroom, what do you describe? What would you describe in a bedroom, sister?
所以姐妹你要如何
First,
形容,
a bed, right?
里面有睡觉房间里面有个床.
If you describe a bed, a lot, maybe a lot of people have house, they don't have a bed.
但是有很多人有家里但是没有床.
They have bed, right? Bedroom has a bed in it, right?
但是我不知道睡房里面一定有床.
What's that? Pillows, okay, you can do
枕头.
You can do a bed and a pillows, and what else?
还有什么呢?
What is it? Closet. The closet? But
衣柜.
Closet could be anywhere too, but it's true in bedroom they have closet too.
其他的房间也可以有衣柜，但是我们知道睡房里面通常都是有衣柜。
So what we saying that when we gave a servant a leading Bible study.
所以当我们讲道以及带领查经的时候
，First you find a topic.
先找一个主题。
The topic is house.
主题是房子。
If it's house, and then for example, you want to go inside the house, you must say, right, inside the house.
所以我们要进到房间里，进到房子里，我们必须说房子里面。
And in the kitchen.There's stove, there's sink, and there's refrigerator.
在厨房里面有火炉、冰箱以及水槽。
And the house, it has what? It has a roof, a wall, and also the pillars. That's the house.
但是房子通常是有屋顶、有柱子以及墙壁，这样子是一个房子。
So don't mix everything in the house all together.
所以不要把房子里面东西全部混在一起。
So today I will talk about the house outside.
所以现在我讲房子外面。
And then maybe I talk about, you know, the grass. And then if I talk about the grass, what else should I talk about?
要是我讲草地的话，我还要说什么呢？
What's that? If I talk about the grass, and then sister you said earlier, then you talk about the sky, right?
然后我就讲到天空。
The sky, and you can talk about the bushes too.
你可以讲到旁边的灌木丛。
But that's all outside.
因为这些都在外面。
Because after we take a 10-minute break, we come back, we're going to do this in the Bible.
在我们休息十分钟以后，我们就可以照这样子做。
Okay, let's start ahead and pray and start and take a 10-minute break.
同心默祷休息十分钟。